You are hearing FinTita podcast. All about input tax credit under VAT. Input tax credit ITC is a crucial element of the value-added tax VAT system as it eliminates the cascading effect of taxes. In simple words, businesses can deduct the tax they have already paid on inputs from their output tax liability. This mechanism ensures that the VAT is applied only to the value added at each stage of production services rendered, thereby preventing double taxation. ITC helps in reducing the overall tax burden. It also releases a huge amount of cash flow for productive purposes, which might otherwise be blocked in tax payments. Eligibility for input tax credit. All countries have their own regulations specifying the conditions that a business must meet to claim ITC under VAT. One may refer to input tax apportionment guidelines for the UAE and input tax deduction guidelines for the KSA to understand the conditions for claiming ITC in these countries. Generally, the conditions for claiming ITC are as follows: 1. The business must be registered under the VAT system. 2. Invoices, receipts, and other relevant documents must be maintained to substantiate the claim. 3. The inputs on which credit is claimed must be used for business purposes, either for producing taxable goods or services. No ITC is available for goods or services used for personal purposes. Further, ITC is also not available for inputs used for supply of goods services that are exempt from VAT. 4. VAT returns are filed regularly and on time. If suppliers fail to pay their VAT dues or file returns correctly, it can impact your ITC eligibility. Businesses may also be entitled to a refund of ITC where ITC input goods services exceeds the output tax liability. In such cases, it is the responsibility of the company to maintain proper documents and records to prove the genuineness of the refund claim. Tax authorities often view ITC refunds with skepticism. Reversal of input tax credit. Often, real-life transactions are not simple. Businesses may have to reverse the ITC claimed earlier in the next tax period in certain cases, for instance, where inputs are used partially for business purposes and partially for personal purposes, where the purchase transaction is adjusted by issue of debit credit notes, where the business fails to make payment to the supplier or for any other reason specified under the respective regulation. ITC reversal is executed through tax returns and any tax due on account of reversal must be paid by the company before filing the return. E-invoicing and input tax credit. Many countries require large taxpayers to adopt e-invoicing under VAT. E-invoicing is a digital invoicing system that ensures the authenticity and accuracy of invoices by generating and validating them electronically through a government portal. E-invoicing simplifies claiming ITC as it ensures that the invoice details are accurately recorded and matched with the supplier's VAT returns. This streamlined process minimizes errors, facilitates quicker ITC claims, and ensures compliance with tax regulations. E-invoicing plays a very crucial role in enhancing the efficiency and effectiveness of the ITC mechanism. Conclusion: input tax credit under VAT is a beneficial provision for businesses, significantly reducing the tax burden and promoting compliance. However, it is also one of the most litigative aspects under VAT law globally. Hence, maintaining accurate records and ensuring supplier compliance are key to maximizing the benefits of ITC. Stay tuned for more FinTita podcasts, Middle East leading e-learning platform for finance, tax, and accounting professionals.